You're listening to Morning and Evening, presented by Spurgeon Audio.
All things are possible to him that believeth. Mark 9:23. Many professing Christians are always doubting and fearing, and they forlornly think that this is the necessary state of believers. This is a mistake, for all things are possible to him that believeth. And it is possible for us to mount into a state in which a doubt or a fear shall be but as a bird of passage flitting across the soul, but never lingering there. When you read of the high and sweet communions enjoyed by favored saints, you sigh and murmur in the chamber of your heart, "Alas, these are not for me." O climber, if thou hast but faith, thou shalt yet stand upon the sunny pinnacle of the temple, for all things are possible to him that believeth. You hear of exploits which holy men have done for Jesus, what they have enjoyed of him, how much they have been like him, and how they have been able to endure great persecutions for his sake, and you say, "As for me, I am but a worm, I can never attain to this." But there is nothing which one saint was that you may not be. There is no elevation of grace, no attainment of spirituality, no clearness of assurance, no post of duty which is not open to you if you have but the power to believe. Lay aside your sackcloth and ashes and rise to the dignity of your true position. You are little in Israel because you will be so, not because there's any necessity for it. It is not meet that thou shouldst grovel in the dust, O child of a king. Ascend. The golden throne of assurance is waiting for you. The crown of communion with Jesus is ready to bedeck your brow. Wrap yourself in scarlet and fine linen, and fare sumptuously every day, for if thou believest, thou mayst eat the fat of kidneys of wheat. Thy land shall flow with milk and honey, and thy soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. Gather golden sheaves of grace, for they await thee in the fields of faith. All things are possible to him that believeth.
You've been listening to Morning and Evening, presented by the Spurgeon Audio Podcast. For more information about this podcast, you can visit spurgeonaudio.org. You can also email us at spurgeonaudio@gmail.com. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and many others by visiting TheologyMix.com.